Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Brewing up a cure. All proceeds go to cystic fibrosis and come sample beer, all homebrew beer, with a few commercials thrown in once in a while. Band, music, silent auctions, all that good stuff. But the beer is the focus.
Right.
And whenabouts do you guys usually have this festival?
It is set for October 17th. This year already in Oakland, the Pittsburgh Athletic Association, 7 to 10 p.m. with a special VIP session from 6 to 7.
Now, can we bring our own couches to burn? Or?
It is Oakland.
Although I guess now you can't have couches anymore.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Ever since the Super Bowl. Yeah, ever since the Super Bowl, you can no longer have a couch on your front porch.
So if you get a police raid, they come take your couch? What the hell?
Make sure you don't have a nice couch.
That just sounded really weird.
Put plastic over it.
Yeah, right. You can have a futon, but no couch. Sorry.
It's Oakland, man. Come on.
Smaller crowd. Now the, as you can see, rest of the population is coming in. So, you know, if people from the VIP remember the beer and they come back and they're like, oh, I want some of that, you know, you still have some, I'll give it to you. But it's not for the regular session, too.
I don't think I could have asked for a more perfect segue than that. We've got John here while he's serving beer, so we've got the man in action right now. There's about 15 people deep waiting for his beers. Okay, now it's up to 20. All right. So, John, which beers do you have with you here now?
Right now we're in the regular session, so I have the Passion Fruit Wheat, which is kind of my standard beer for this festival, and also have an alt beer, which people are kind of cautious about approaching because they're not used to, I think, what that means. I did have for the VIP session a Cider Jack, though. Which a little bit is still left for those who want it.
So what was the VIP session? Because you're the first one that we're interviewing here. And hey, Mr. Bacon Pants is here, too. This is like a celebrity sighting. This is perfect. Jason, while you're here, how did the Bacon Fest go?
Oh, it was excellent. It was great. That's it.
And the beer?
The beer at Bacon Fest?
Yeah.
Was amazing. This guy brought a Maple ESB, the best beer ever had. It was a perfect combination for bacon and beer. Was the maple. It was perfect.
So it was maple beer with bacon.
Yeah.
That, quite frankly, that's got to be the best marriage ever.
It is. I mean, in the morning, who doesn't like maple syrup with bacon? So it was the perfect combination.
And alcohol. This is great.
Yeah.
So what else we got going on?
So what exactly was going on with the VIP session that we had?
Well, with the VIP session, we only had limited number of tickets, 100. People came in, got some different beer, and also got some different food, and got a smaller amount of people to contend with so they could spend more time with the breweries and the beers.
And you know what? I don't think I could have timed this any better, even more, because this is Aaron, our contest winner.
Yay!
For the tickets.
Congratulations.
For Brewing Up a Cure, and also for the Pittsburgh Brewfest coming up. So while John's pouring here, what's been your favorite beer so far?
Probably the coffee from East End. I don't remember what it was called. Wake Up something. I sound like an idiot now because I can't remember what it is. They have it on Pasco.
After you have quite really a few, good. It doesn't matter. Just say it's a good one.
Some sort of coffee porter, but it was really good. Really good.
Was there any brewer coming in here that you were looking forward to, or is it... Actually, how many beer fests have you been to? This is something that everybody should know.
This is my first one.
We've got a noob.
Yeah, this is my first one, so I was very excited. I've had a lot of the stuff already from a lot of the known brewers that are here. I was more interested in some of the more, like the little local home brewers, some of the things I saw on the website. Like this one, the Passion Fruit Wheat, was one that I really wanted to try. There's a chocolate coconut porter floating around somewhere. Okay.
Who's got that one?
Try. All right. That was definitely on the list of things I wanted to try.
Wow.
And I think there was a pumpkin spice, too, but I don't remember who it was. I'm sure I'll find it. That way?
Right down that
way. Awesome.
John knows where everything's at.
I'm just going to come and ask you if I can't find anything.
Here's some bacon and cake.
Well, cool. Thank you very much. Enjoy your evening. Thank you for entering.
Thank you.
And what's your favorite beer podcast?
Should I drink that?
Awesome. Thank you. So Passion Fruit seems to be the most popular one right now. What all did you put into brewing it?
All right, well, the Passion Fruit is a wheat beer, and so it's 45% wheat. The rest is a two-row, so it's pretty simple. And from that, after it goes through primary fermentation, in the secondary, it gets about a half gallon of Passion Fruit puree just to sit in the secondary for several weeks, and then it gets kegged. So the Passion Fruit really sticks in there, and it almost comes out, some people say almost like a wine cooler, because it's very light, but it has a lot of fruit flavoring to it.
The alt, it's hoppy, you'll like it.
Oh yeah, I'll try it out.
I think that's the best definition for an alt that I've heard yet from anybody. It's hoppy, you'll like it.
You know, this is really it's a Dusseldorf alt, and it's a bit of a sticky alt, or stuck alt, or however you pronounce it. But
we'll go with stuck alt.
Okay. And I didn't want to complicate it that much to have to explain everything.
Yeah, I could get you on that.
But, you know, overall, for the event, hey! Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for coming. You know, we've been having such a great event. It gets bigger and better every year. This year, we're hoping that we raise about $30,000 for cystic fibrosis through this event.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm going to try your passion fruit.
You want to try the passion fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very good stuff. It's the most popular beer I got. You know, some guys come over and they don't want to say passion fruit, and they'll just say, I'll have the wheat, or I'll have that
beer.
I'll have the passion fruit.
Excellent. Women don't have that problem. I had a guy last year that we had a secret agreement that he would call it Iron City. So he'd come over and say, give me an iron. And I give him the passion fruit because he didn't want to say it.
All right, John, thank you very much. And also, what's the name of your brewery?
This is Hiding Gnosis Brewery.
How did you get the name?
My daughter used to mispronounce rhinoceros when we went to the zoo. And she used to call it a gnosis, and it was always behind the fake anvil. Said that had a hiding gnosis. And, well, I live right by the zoo, and so we're there quite often. And I said, that's what I'm going to name my brewery, Hiding Gnosis.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, cool. Thank you very much. Keep pouring the beers, and we'll head over to the next guy. The next guy you're about to hear from needs no introduction. If you've been a fan of Should I Drink That for a while, you know the man's voice. He's done a few episodes with us. He's also the famed celebrity as half of Should I Brew That. He's also part of our outro, but when we decide to use it. And he's now the most popular man here because he has the Penguins game behind him.
My beer's going to go fast.
We're here with Shane, the man, the myth, the legend of Should I Brew That. He's serving up the beers. He's also the organizer of this great event. Shane, welcome once again to the show. Well, you're used to being with Sick Puppy on Should I Brew That, so there's really no other introduction we can give you. Tell us exactly what we have going on here tonight as you're serving the beers, if you could do both at once.
I can multitask easily. We're serving some beer. Place is filling up fast after the VIP session, and serving lots of good homebrew, a few commercial beers, but everybody seems to be gravitating towards the homebrew.
I was set to rip your German rye, but I can't do that. I wanted to. I can't do it. No, it's good. That's the problem. I can't rip it. So tell us why we're all here this evening, besides to drink great beer.
We're here to support the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. As some of you know, my daughter has cystic fibrosis, and that, she was the inspiration for this whole event. And this is our third year. We're hoping to raise $30,000 this year and drink some beer. And they're supporting a good cause in the meantime.
Now, how much did you guys raise last year?
Last year, we donated $22,000 to the foundation. And, again, we every year we try to raise it. First year was 9,000. Last year was 22. This year we're trying to break 30. So
wow, fantastic. Now see, I was bragging about John's line before where he had 15 people. Shane's got at least 25. I think they're going head-to-head for most people in line right now. There's a lot of thirsty people that are ready to kick my ass for standing in the way. Although with the fact that the game's on behind Shane, I don't think they mind waiting a little bit.
The game hasn't even started yet. Don't blame the game.
So if people were unable to make it to the events tonight, because we've got listeners all over, can they still donate afterwards?
Yeah, they're always welcome to donate. You can shoot me an email, or you can even just donate online to the foundation itself, the cff.org. They're always taking donations. Every little bit helps. You can spare anything. But, you know, there's always a local event in your area. Every spring there's called a Great Strides. It's in just about every city in the country. It's a good time. You do a little walking around. You walk, and all the money proceeds go to the same thing we're doing here tonight. It's a good time.
If anybody does have a question about how to donate or any upcoming events around here, you could also email the show webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com, and we will make sure that Shane gets your message. All right, Shane, you got plenty of beers to pour. Have a good time. We're going to go talk to a few. Well, actually, I'm going to go talk to a few people. My ghost partner here is going to.
My name is Bill Oates. Brewery is Oates and Brow Brewery.
Bill, and what beers do you have with you? Because I saw the front of this, and already the contraption that you have on top of the cooler is making a lot of people interested over here. You're intrigued.
Yeah. I have brought with me tonight a coconut porter. That's a chocolate coconut porter. I have the Big Taste IPA, which is a fairly standard American IPA run through fresh Amarillo hops. The Nightmare on Hop Street's an Imperial Rye IPA. And I've also got an Applewood aged smoked porter. That's called the Baconator. That was my VIP session beer.
Since it was the whole Freddy Krueger thing that first caught my eye, I got to know, what all do you have in the Nightmare on Hop Street?
The Nightmare on Hop Street is, it's a big IPA. It's got a 10% rye malt in it, so it's got a sort of a subtle spiciness like from the rye malt. But then it's just backloaded with, at the end of the boil, I tossed in about 8 ounces of Cascade and Centennial hops. Some of the Cascades were homegrown, so it's got a ton of hop flavor really to it. It's not overwhelmingly bitter though. It's really malty for what it is, but it's about as hoppy as I've ever done a beer. So
how'd you come up with the bacon beer? Because I know people are going to ask us.
The bacon beer, I have to admit, I saw the Wendy's commercial for the Baconator, and they said it was Applewood-aged smoked bacon. And when I thought about that, I was like, okay, smoked beer, aged... Yeah, exactly.
Bacon in anything is great.
Basically, bacon's awesome, and if you pair something with it, it's got to be equally as awesome. So I aged a smoked porter on Applewood chips for a month, and the Applewood really took on a big flavor in the beer of like a fruitiness, sort of an earthiness. And it definitely pairs well with bacon, I think, you know.
So are you worried about Dave Thomas suing your ass?
Don't tell him.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to the show. Yeah. Can I try the Nightmare on Hop Street?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that smells awesome. All right, Bill, thank you very much. I don't want to keep it from all the people that are standing in line here.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming.
All right, I'm here with Greg right now. He's getting ready to pour some more of his beverages. And, Greg, if you could, just tell us about the beers that you have with you here tonight.
I have, for the VIP session, I had a Weizenbock. I also have a pale ale, a brown, and a rye. The pale ale, it's called a hop shortage pale ale because, a year ago when there was a hop shortage, when I went to order hops, there were limited selection. I happened to pick these two hops, and that's sort of what I ended up with, and it's, you know, a pretty good combination.
Which hops do you have with that?
Specific Gem, which is from New Zealand, and Summit, which is a newer variety. It's a higher alpha variety. And the brown I brewed after I had Avery 14, which is a dry hop, basically a dry hopped big brown ale. It's not as high a gravity as the Avery 14, but it's still a dry hop brown ale. And then the rye, I've been brewing a wheat, American wheat for about a year now. My wife liked it. I tried doing it as a rye. She didn't like it, so I named it after her instead.
Perfect reasons.
Yeah.
What got you into home brewing?
I don't know. I started worrying more about beer, and I decided that I'd really like to learn more about what goes into the process and what affects the process. So I just started brewing, about 10 years ago, 11 years ago now.
I love the hops in this. This is really good. I'm geeking over it. I'm sure you people can't realize this if you're listening to the show. I'm totally geeking over this beer right now. So do you have a name for your brewery, or do you just hang out with the troop guys? Or
I'm secretary of the club now.
Okay.
So I don't have a name for my brewery. I've been trying to come up with one, but I just haven't managed to come up with one yet. Eventually I will, though.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We'll have a contest for you guys. Come up with the best suggestion for Greg's brewery. We'll run it past Shane, since he's the end-all, be-all of everything that happens on should I drink that and should I brew that. Well, that's what we tell him, at least, so he gives us free beer. Come up with suggestions, and we'll throw in some free stuff from the Should I Drink That beer cellar and from our contest closet stash. All right, Greg, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Love the hop shortage. That's very good. Thank you. All right, I'm here with Chris. He's got four fine beverages. If you could tell us what ones you have with you tonight.
I brought my Oktoberfest, an IPA, a pale ale, a northern brown ale, and a wit beer.
And what was the inspiration behind each of your styles that you brought?
The Devil's Fest was for a friend's wedding, believe it or not. It turned out the original gravity was 666, and the alcohol content was 6.66%, so I kind of came up with that. The Dale Stone IPA is unique because a good friend of mine, we were deciding what to brew, and he said his two favorite beers are Stone IPA and Dale's Pale Ale, which is actually an IPA. So we kind of... He said, I always wondered what it would be like if you combined the two. So we found some clone recipes, mixed them up. They were remarkably similar, actually. Same yeast, same original gravity, almost the same IBU. This was our attempt at that.
These were the only beers here. I'd be okay with that.
What's your favorite one?
I don't know yet. I'm not through them. Right now, I'm on the Pale Ale, but I really like their IPA.
That's the one I'm having right now, too. It's fantastic.
Isn't it? So a lot of IPAs can be very over-hoppy. They tend to intrude your taste buds. But the pale here just kind of...
It's nice and mellow.
Absolutely.
So what's your favorite style to brew?
I'm definitely a pale ale guy. Everybody seems to like IPAs, and it's very nice that not too many people tonight have requested the IPA.
That's surprising.
I know. Moderation, I was never into the real hop thing. I've never brewed an Imperial IPA, and I don't think I ever will.
Is there a reason for that, or personal preference?
Yeah, personal preference. The one thing that's nice is being part of the homebrew clubs is everybody brews the kinds of beers they like. So, what people have on tap is they brew what they like, and they fine-tune each recipe to be exactly what they like. So you kind of know a little bit about each of the brewers here by the beers they're serving.
Oh, very cool. Now, do you have a name for your brewery? Most of the guys I've talked to have said, can your fans help us come up with a name? Do you have a name?
I do not. I have registered the Brunetti Brewing Company, but that's just my last name, Brunetti. So
that works?
Yep. So I'm working on BrunettiBrewing.com, and I have all the domains registered. And someday it will be there, but for now it's under construction.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
All right. Nice talking to you.
So we're here with JP, and he's got four delicious beverages on tap.
What's that?
What beers do you have with you this evening?
So I have a pumpkin spice beer. It was an India brown ale that I put pumpkin spice in.
You're the one with the all right. I've heard from four other of the other guys around here that there's a pumpkin spice on this side of the room, but they couldn't tell me where.
And I have a Dunkelweizen, which is called Weiss Man Can't Dunkel. that was one of my first recipes. I love it. I have an ESB that was aged in oak. And then I have a wet hop IPA that I brewed with my own hops that I grew, Cascade hops.
Oh, very cool.
Usually I just try and do something unique. If I taste a beer that I like, then I try and either come up with a recipe similar to that or, I switch up the styles a lot because I get bored drinking the same beer if I have to drink 5 gallons of it, you know, with my batch size. So I kind of rotate through all the different beer styles.
What's your favorite one that you have on tap tonight?
Definitely my wet hop IPA. I'm real proud of that. Yeah, so my IPA, I've brewed it for 2 years now. But this is the first year I use my own hops, but I've always... it's supposed to be like Bell's Two Hearted.
Oh, okay. So what made you decide to finally start growing your own hops?
It was kind of just like I'm doing everything else. I mean, I was, you know, mashing my grains, and it just seemed like I might as well. I got free hop rhizomes, so I just gave it a shot. I'm terrible. I don't have a green thumb. I have a black thumb. I kill everything, so yeah, I was amazed that I could actually grow hops.
Wow, this pumpkin.
Like it?
Now I know why this guy sent me over here. Sweet Jesus.
And I think it's, I'm trying to remember, I think it's either 6.5 or 7% alcohol.
I can taste a little bit of alcohol in it, but I like the spices that are in it. It gives it a little bit more of a, like a pumpkin pie taste, which a lot of the pumpkin beers that we've had so far this year, it's either really strong with spices or it's really strong with like a pumpkin pie
yeah.
flavor to it.
And there's no pumpkin in it.
Really?
No, just the spices and some vanilla.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
And what's really funny is I never even planned on making a pumpkin beer, but I made an India Brown Ale, kind of like the Terrapin India Brown Ale. And it didn't turn out how I liked it. So I decided to add pumpkin spice to it later.
But it definitely worked. Wow. This might actually be one of the first pumpkin beers that we've liked this year.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
The thing with a lot of the seasons that are out there is we've got a lot of beers that we don't like.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people know we don't like certain styles. The pumpkin is a big one that Sick Puppy doesn't like. Oh, no, go ahead. I can edit. It's fine.
All right. I love when people say the name when they order it.
See, a pumpkin is never really high on our list.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either.
I like a lot of the Oktoberfest. Pumpkin beers, though, it's either hit or miss, and no one ever seems to get it right.
Yeah.
This is good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
This is really good.
You get the Hofbrau Oktoberfest? That's pretty good this year.
Which one?
The Hofbrau Oktoberfest.
I have not had that yet. I think it's the one Oktoberfest I haven't had in the area yet. Well, yeah, I'll let you get back to your customers here. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you. Thanks a lot.
Nice meeting you, too.
Take it easy.
And we're going to see who's up next. All right, I'm here with Lance. He's got four delicious beverages, and let me tell you, the number two is the one that brought me in. It's all about name. It's all about marketing to draw your people in right off the bat, and then you got to pull them in. And this one definitely did the job. Lance, what was number two?
Number two is Smoked Wit by God. It's I work with a guy who does part-time farming, and this year he was growing wheat, so I happened to ask him for some wheat in order to make a wit. And when I'm measuring out the amount, I kept getting this oniony smell. I was stuck. My yeast was ready to go, so I brewed beer. And the next day I called him up and I asked him about the oniony smell. And he said, well, that's not onions, it's garlic. He had wild garlic growing in his wheat field. Unfortunately, the garlic did not come through in the taste, but I did manage to burn the wheat when I was boiling it, and so that little bit of smoke flavor comes through.
I definitely get a lot of smoke. I like that. I like the smokiness in it. What are the other beers that you have here?
I had a three-year-old Russian Imperial Stout for the VIP session. I have my first ever lager, which was a Doppelbock, and I have a Hefeweizen.
It came out very well.
Okay, I'll let you get to your customer here quick. Now, in the background, you might hear what sounds like a bowling alley. That's because there is one here. They've gone all out with this venue, let me tell you. And I love the fact that you could drink, you can have some great beers, you can hang out with Lance, you get some food, you can go bowling. So what's the inspiration behind the names? Like, how do you come up with the names for all of your beers?
I typically name my beers by the batch number it is. For example, the Hefeweizen is batch number 62. And so just for this organization or this event, I came up with these names. Last year, the wheat beer that I served was over the top with bananas from a warm fermentation, too warm. And this year I had a controlled fermentation where it's a very well-balanced wheat beer between banana and the clove. And so I thought, well, compared to last year, this is getting the monkey off the back. And
so what is it that got you into home brewing?
I had a couple friends when I was living in Lynchburg, Virginia, back in 1992 that were home brewing. And I didn't know anything about beer at the time, but I had a friend that was a winemaker, and I thought, if he can make wine, I can make beer. And it's a lot faster than waiting a year for wine.
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad you did, because this is fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lance. We're going to head on over to the next person. Her real name is Candy.
Only when I'm stripping.
That's why. All right, so what's your favorite beer here so far?
There's a really good chocolate stout over there that I really like.
Does it taste like chocolate?
Yeah. Actually,
does it taste like a stout?
Yeah. It wasn't real carbonated, which I think it was just like chewing a candy bar and a beer. How about a Hershey candy bar?
Okay, so how about that soy beer you had?
I don't know. What? I had a soy beer?
You told me you had a soy beer.
I had a soy beer?
Said it tasted like soy sauce.
Oh, this soy sauce beer. Yeah, that sucked ass. It was an oatmeal stout.
Tell everybody what we just saw trying to bowl.
Ooh, a fat man with moves. He took off his shirt to bowl because I guess it makes him a better bowler. But he had moves, so it doesn't matter.
No, I meant like what was his score, but...
Oh, well, he wasn't keeping score. That's how awesome he was. I don't know. Justin said he thought he had a nice curve on his ball.
So if you can divulge some inside secrets, if you didn't pick up on this, oh, there's the police. The police are here because Justin's over here. What's new with Voodoo Brewing?
What's new with Voodoo Brewing? Doing 12-ounce bottles now, real limited at the moment. We have an ice box coming out soon. It's going to be
limited.
Real limited, only a 10-barrel batch. It's just kind of, I'm not sure who all is going to be getting it. Probably Philadelphia, maybe a little bit in Pittsburgh, but
should I drink that?
Yeah, other than that, we're just kind of plugging along, doing the Blue Canoe Brewery thing in Titusville, too.
How is everything going in Titusville, by the way?
How's it going there? Well, really well. Place is packed every night. Beer is solid. Of course it is.
Because there's not much to do in Titusville. I lived there for 2 years, so I know this.
No, there isn't. Well, I shouldn't really talk shit on Titusville. I don't live there. I know some people love living there. I pretty much go there to work, make some beer, and go home. But, you know, it's a quaint little town, and we're just trying to do something different in town.
Titusville's great.
I like Titusville.
It's a good small town.
You always go to the Blue Canoe there.
Well, I love it.
You know what? If there was a brewery when I lived in Titusville, I probably would never have left.
See, there you go.
But the Colonel Drake was still open, and we drank cheap beer, so.
Titusville's not that bad. It gets a bad rap, but I meet a lot of good people there, and I have fun working there.
Sick puppy, this is for you.
Hey, everyone, Most Reverend Father Spoon. I'm walking back to the car right now. It's is it cold out here? I think it's about 37 degrees. Looking at the Cathedral of Learning right now in beautiful Oakland. And the Soldiers and Sailors Home. Great night over here at Brewing Up a Cure. Had a great time. Thanks to Shane, John, and all the guys from Troub. Scott Smith, I talked to him for a little bit. But we talked to him every show pretty much, so I thought I'd give him a break. Whew. God damn, it's cold. But hey, I want to say thanks for everybody for coming out tonight. This is my quick little wrap up without Sick Puppy here. You don't get too much commentary. I'm just busting your balls, buddy. Anyways, I'm walking back to the car. Oh, fuck, is it cold? Looking at the student union right now. I actually used to live in Oakland. I lived in Oakland for about 2 years. Year and a half, maybe. And it was never as beautiful as it is right now. Wow, that cathedral is really cool, especially with the victory lights on. So everybody knows that Pitt won. They kicked the shit out of Ruggers. Thank God. Makes us feel good. So, anyways, I'm coming up here now to pay for my ticket. And thanks, everyone, for coming out to Brewing Up a Cure. Great time. And we'll see you at the next Beer Fest.